I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, February 17th. Ohio billionaire Leslie Wexner has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Ohio Republicans and Democrats in the last decade. Over the last week, several elected officials say they will donate what Wexner gave their campaigns to charity. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's George Shilcock reports.
Wexner donated over $500,000 to Republicans and Democrats from U.S. senators down to a Columbus City Council member. Mayor Andrew Ginther took in the most money at over $150,000. The New Albany billionaire faces scrutiny for his connections to Jeffrey Epstein. Since Thursday, City Council President Shannon Hardin and Congressmembers Joyce Beatty and Mike Carey say they'll donate at least some of Wexner's money to charity. Here's Hardin.
I actually already donated that money to the Columbus Promise. I wanted to sleep well at night.
Senator Bernie Moreno says he won't give back money he received. Ginther was noncommittal. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
Taxes are certain to be a big topic in this year's race for governor, with both of the leading candidates talking about tax cuts. But so far, there have been few details from either on how they'd get the money for those cuts. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Democrat Dr. Amy Acton supports a working families tax cut with property tax relief, according to her website, which doesn't offer any more details. She says she'll have them soon.
There are a number of things we can do in our tax code that would actually lower the burden. And so we'll be doing a combination of cuts, relief, and even benefits and other deductions.
Republican Vivek Ramaswamy has also promised tax cuts with few specifics.
We're going to put more money back in your pockets by cutting your income taxes, by cutting your property taxes, and cutting regulations that will bring down your electric bills and the cost of housing.
Ramaswamy's spokesperson says he'll be doing more formal policy announcements later in the campaign. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A local workforce development program is changing its approach after losing federal grant funding last year. WVXU's Isabel Nisley has more.
Keep Cincinnati Beautiful's Roots to Boots program prepares young people for environmental jobs. It was supporting people pursuing horticulture-related credentials through Cincinnati State. Education and Youth Programs Director Kirsten Brademeyer says the program has pivoted to focus on hands-on training. It's also using a shorter, cohort-based model in response to losing the federal grant.
It also allowed us in kind of, you know, a bittersweet way to recognize where our existing program wasn't meeting the needs that we set out to meet in the first place. Sitting in a classroom is not necessarily always the best option for some students. They want to be getting their hands dirty more and be learning in the field.
Roots to Boots is looking for funding to keep it going beyond this year. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Isabel Nisley.
Dayton Metro Library is hosting an interactive exhibit at its West Branch this month. It showcases the Westwood Neighborhood Association's vision for the future. Neighbors say this exhibit is just the start of a plan to revitalize the area. WYSO's Shea Frank has more.
Students at Miami University designed the exhibit Westwood Rising Experience, Our Neighborhood, Our Future. It includes collecting community feedback on the Westwood Neighborhood Association's revitalization goals. 40 workshops will give community members hands-on learning and networking opportunities in a variety of topics. David Claybrooks is president of the Westwood Neighborhood Association. He says this investment in the community is long overdue.
I have been pushing this new narrative because we have a community, a city, that has not supported our neighborhood in the last 30 plus years. And at what point do you make a change and you say, we're going to do something about it?
They plan to focus on bolstering education and employment opportunities, youth enrichment, housing, commercial development, and promoting local businesses. Claybrook says the association will continue to work with their neighbors in Westwood to shape the future of Dayton's oldest and second largest neighborhood. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
And a closing ceremony for the exhibit will take place on February 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. After some more morning fog, we'll have clouds today with a high temperature getting close to 60 degrees. We'll see temperatures getting close to 70 on Wednesday and still pretty mild on Thursday. We'll have rain chances to contend with, though, Wednesday through Thursday, maybe some thunderstorms. and then getting colder for Friday and this upcoming weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, February 17th. I'm Mike Fraser.